Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is a review episode of Valenterra, the Valentine's event at Scare Kingdom Scream Park. They reopen their most amazing three scare attractions of Manor Mortis, Body Snatchers and Psychomantium. And of course they give them their festive overlays that they have each and every season. We have our Valentine's overlays for this season, Valenterra, and then of course they have Walpurgis Night, Christmas, their main Halloween run as well. We always love Scare Kingdom and we love that we get to go all year round as well. So without any further ado, let's pass you over to myself and Hannah giving our full in-depth review of our fantastic visit to Scare Kingdom for their Valenterra event.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I more than likely mentioned in the intro, this is a little bit of an on-location review episode purely because we're no longer on location. We are back home after our visit to Scare Kingdom Scream Park for their Valenterra event. We would normally do it on location. Obviously, it's a little bit different with Scare Kingdom. We mention it every time we visit, but it's a multi-part attraction. So you do maze after maze after maze and then you go into the hustle and bustle afterwards where you can get a drink and chill out a little bit, unlike other sort of screen parks where you do a maze and have a chill out then a maze and a chill out. But Storm Dennis was literally right above our heads and it was wet and it was windy and we had a Blackpool Pleasure Beach to get to, so we decided what we thought we'd do. We'll collate our thoughts, we'll get back home and we thought we'd do our on location review
in the warmth
of our own bed. So bedroom, sorry, that sounded bad. So we went to Scare Kingdom Scream Park. I am here with my lovely wife, Hannah. How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
That's all right then. Now, we went to experience Scare Kingdom. We love Scare Kingdom. They reopen every sort of holiday, whether it be Walpurgis Night, Valenterra, Christmas Festival, their normal October run as well. It's great to know that whenever something's coming up, that Scare Kingdom can deliver. And they reopened their three usual attractions that they have housed there throughout the whole year. They have Manor Mortis, Body Snatchers and Psychomantium. So I think what we're going to do is talk about the first two in depth with Hannah because we went through it. And then I'll talk a little bit about Speed Date. Remember, with Psychomantium, you don't want to tell all because you kind of want it to be a surprise. So
it to be a surprise.
No, you don't like it, do you?
Not a fan.
but for the right reasons.
Yes, it's all catered to people's tastes. I'm not into Psychomantium.
We'll get onto that in a second. Yeah. So the first attraction we did, Manor Mortis, has been rethemed to Monster Mortis, which was cool. It basically gave it again a whole new kind of vision, and they do that with each time you go through Manor Mortis. There's some changes again at the end. There's the more swamp style scene, they use that now. It's been nice to see their sort of ballroom used before, but that hasn't come back yet. I don't know when that may come back, but it was cool to do that when they did the Edgar Allan Poe one. But here we got Manor Mortis Blackout. Grab a glow stick and navigate your way through the rotting halls of Scare Kingdom's most haunted house in total darkness. History's most famous monsters come vividly to life in the shadows as Manor Mortis becomes Monster Mortis Blackout. And Blackout's a big deal there, actually. They've done it a few... I think they do it sort of once a year, where they literally just turn off the lights and you have a glow stick to go through. And it's pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've been through previous sort of incarnations of like a Manor Mortis Blackout, where you've been given like a little candle torch instead of a glow stick. For me, the glow stick was a bit bright, so I could see a lot more than previously. However, they sort of matched the green glow of the glow stick to some really subtle green lighting. Mm-hmm. So you could see, like, there'd be a green lighting bit in one area, so you'd sort of, your eye would be drawn to that because it's the only source of light, and the scares would come from behind. So I really liked it. I just think that with the glow stick, for me personally, for a blackout Manor Mortis, it was a little bright.
Yeah, you'd say that when we did La Mortis quite a few years ago, that when it was a tiny little light,
you could barely see in front of your face. Yeah. Whereas the glow stick, as long as you didn't hold it sort of head height, if you hold it a bit low, it sort of lit up your whole way.
Yeah, yeah. But then again, I mean, the general public probably get lost. Yeah, I'd say some people might find that the other one was too dark that they lost their way.
I lost my candle.
You lost your candle, exactly.
I was so scared I dropped it and then couldn't find it, so did the rest in the pitch black.
Yeah. Fun times. but yeah, so Monster Mortis, it was really good. It was basically, there was no... it was very much a impact scare maze. It wasn't as theatrical as Body Snatchers, where there's more of a theatrical speech.
Yeah, and they have like done a movie thing, wasn't it? There was...
Yeah, so basically, apart from at the beginning, obviously the director is basically saying that he's making his brand new horror flick, and that we were going to, you know, see, you know, the werewolves and the mummies and Frankensteins and whatnot. And it was really fun. Like I say, it was very impact scary, but it was really good, really fun. Actors are always on point,
And it always looks beautiful.
I think we sound like broken records when it comes to Manor Mortis, but it is one of those mazes that just, it is pretty, isn't it?
It's so pretty, and no matter how many times I've done it, I still notice bits that I've never seen before, even in pitch black.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I try and gauge where I am as well, because the route doesn't really change that much, even though rooms change. And trying to gauge where you are in the darkness was tough.
yeah, definitely. But yeah, a big thumbs up for Manor Mortis. Really enjoyed it. And then next up, it was time for the next signature attraction, which has been rethemed. This is Body Snatchers, Rue Pauline's Dungeons and Drag Queens. Drag yourself to the dead end of Knox Alley, where diabolical drag host Rue Pauline has set up her bawdy drinking den in Brimstone and Black's Funeral Parlour. Witness a raucous review of as Mincester, Marger, and a host of hideous queens entertain you in their dark room dungeons. This was very tongue-in-cheek, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is perfect, which is what we come to expect of the Gloria Scare Kingdom sometimes.
I really liked it because I thought it was the first time that I've laughed through a Scare Kingdom maze. Yeah. Like, it was.
There's always little scary jokes, but this was all quite funny.
But it was really funny, and I liked the actors' drag names.
Yes.
Bianca Del Bio was one of my personal favourites, although one of the actors didn't know that that was her name and called her Belinda Del Bio, which I wanted to correct enough. Him.
But yeah, it was great. It was one of those that if you know, obviously, RuPaul's Drag Race, you would have got the puns.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you still would have got you still would have got some jokes and some laughs. And again, the characterisations were really good and really
funny. They were making jokes about Blackpool as well, which I thought was really cool in one of the opening scenes. One of the drag artists actually spoke about the Horror Crypt.
Yeah.
Which got a laugh from you.
Yeah, bless him. Well, they're good friends
and
of Scare
Kingdom. Funny girls and stuff like that. It was really good. A really good scene that was funny, not scary. So I think that it didn't create a scary atmosphere going in. It created a funny atmosphere. And then as we went through, you suddenly went, oh, I'm in a scare maze.
Yeah. And there were some really good bits of, like I say, theatrical monologues. And then, you know what? I think it was the longest version. It felt like the long version of... Body Snatchers. There's some pitch black darkness sections. There's a good section which was, I think, new for Halloween last year, where you sit in the benches and then all the lights go off and someone comes out. It's quite a dungeon-esque sort of feel to it.
That's where we met Bianca Del Bio.
Was that Bianca Del Rio in there?
Sort of flashed up in the darkness. Oh, that was like it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Dungeons.
Yeah, yeah. Similar kind of thing. Man of Mortis used to do that kind of thing at the end of their finale there before they changed that. But it was nice to have that as sort of like a middle point in Body Snatchers. Body Snatchers, when they open the full route, it's sort of like three or four different attractions in one, isn't it? I like that you go down into the cellar area and it was really good. So yeah, really tongue-in-cheek, really quite funny. The actress at the beginning was really fun, actually. Yeah. She was really great. She really got the scene going. Demi Moore. Was she Demi Moore? That was some sort of...
She was funny.
I loved her.
I really liked... There was another drag queen as well in the second room. It looked a bit like a scary witch. Made a joke that she'd been in Karnowski's Ghost Train.
Yes.
And then somewhere else... And now she was there, which I thought was a good sort of
callback.
You wouldn't get it if you weren't a horror geek, I think, a scare attraction geek. If you hadn't followed sort of atmosphere through the years, you wouldn't have got that joke. Whereas I thought it was dead funny and dead clever.
There's a few Easter egg-y jokes there. That's what I'm going to say.
I liked it.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good. And that's when you called it a night and you had a nice beer. Yes. And that's when me and we were there with Scare Directory and Park Scares and Glitter. So shout out to those guys. But next up, we did Psychomantium Speed Date, the world-renowned scare entertainment experience. Returns with an all-new assault on the senses, officially dubbed as the UK's sickest attraction. Psychomantium is shocking and graphic in equal measure. Meet your imperfect partner in a sinister speed date or for a Valentine's love-in. Psychomantium Speed Date. And then it tells you how much it is and you have to be 18 plus. Psychomantium, I've done, I think, all bar two now. And there's probably been about 15, 16. There's been quite a few over the years. There's some that I've enjoyed more than others. There's some that I thought were more disgusting than others. There's more that I think have been more sexy than others. And the whole idea is that it is just a psychosexual, twisted sort of experience. This one, I went in as a two, whereas I've always gone in as ones before. And I think what they do is, one, it helps throughput, and two, it just splits up the experience of two people. I don't want to talk about exactly what I went through because those sort of scenes may pop up again. A scene that I did has been there from nearly the beginning. So I sort of redid one of those scenes and I did another scene. With Psychomantium, it's a Marmite kind of attraction, but I don't know whether I'm starting to love it more or starting to hate it myself. I really don't know. Every time I leave, I go, right, that's enough now. I've done enough. I've been degraded enough. And then every time I go back, I'm like, get me in. I need to go and do it. It's like a drug that you struggle to get off. I think their vision for the attraction slightly changed, I need to be honest. I think a few years ago, it was more to shock and visually disgust you.
Well, it's tagline the UK's sickest attraction, so you know it's going to be sick, but it used to be more of a psychosexual, and now from what I've heard, it seems to go down a bit more of a grotesque route.
Yeah, and it was always, don't get me wrong, it was always grotesque, and grotesque and psychosexual.
Was anyone naked?
Naked-ish.
There's been full-on nudity in every incarnation I've done.
Yeah, there was slightly less nudity, but there was still big boobies with nipple tassels. But like I say, you don't want it too samey. Like I said, there's been one where I've been ridden by the most, you know, sort of beautiful sort of young lady. And then there's been another one where I've been ridden by a crazy little man, you know. So it is all good to be mixed up. But like I say, I feel that ages ago, I could do Psychomantium and enjoy it more purely because it was more visually and close personal space, and it was more of a grotesque visual kind of thing and theme. Whereas now I feel that it's slightly more. I think the last three or four I've done, I've had to either eat or drink something, which is not what we did very early on in the Psychomantium. There's very little of that.
Finger things.
It was more, I'd say that the tongue has been used, like the taste palette has been used lots more in the latter years of Psychomantium. And some people, so like the likes of Scare Directory and Park Scares and Glitter, who we're chatting to, really enjoy that. They like that because they're into those more extreme stuff. Me, I don't even like ketchup and mayo. So I really struggle when it comes to that side of thing. It sort of just puts a little bit of a, pardon the pun, bad taste in my mouth. But
I think I'd be all right with that, but it's the rest of it that I can't deal with. The invasion of my personal space and the forcibly moving around.
Well, there's a lot less of that now. Yeah, it's a lot less actual... you know what? I'm actually not pushed around at all anymore.
Really?
Yeah, so they changed that at Halloween, and for multiple reasons we don't need to go into. Through no negatives on Scare Kingdom's part, I'd like to point out. Scare Kingdom just decided to, like I say, take this different route moving forwards. I was straddled in this one, whereas, like I say, in the one in Halloween, there was zero sort of physical contact whatsoever. But yeah, I just feel that although I'll do the next one. I always will. You keep saying I won't.
And
fear of missing out. And although one of the scenes I've sort of done before, I still liked the idea of it. It was more of a just, I think, rather than speed date-esque, it was more of a, you're just going to meet these sick fuckers that want to do stuff to you again, which makes sense. But again, you've kind of got to have more of a, it's more of a overlay theme rather than a actual scenario, if that makes sense. Still enjoyable. I think more visual and less eating would be good for me personally. But each to their own, like I say, my palate is really... I'm a real wuss. I don't even like sauce. So, but let's end it on that. I mean, Scare Kingdom, first of all, thank you very, very much for having us. I do sincerely appreciate you letting us come up there and check out your attractions. We had an absolute blast in Monster Mortis and Body Snatchers, RuPauline's Dungeons and Drag Queens, which was hilarious.
A blast in the bar.
And Hannah always has a blast in the bar. And yeah, I mean, we travelled the 150 miles and went through Storm Dennis to do it, and it was extremely well worth it. And guys, it's always worth it to visit Scare Kingdom. You can find out more information yourself. Go to scarekingdom.com. That's scarekingdom.com. And they've got loads of stuff throughout the year. Like I say, it's not just Halloween. They have Walpurgis Night coming up on the 2nd of May. That's a Saturday, the 2nd of May.
Halfway to Halloween.
Then they've got Scare Kingdom, the Halloween season. And they run for longer than, I think, most scare attractions in the whole UK. They're going from October 4th to November the 2nd. Oh, no, that was 2019. The dates haven't been released for 2020 yet, so keep checking out their website. And they haven't announced the date yet for Christmas Festival, but it's coming soon. If you click on Find Out More, they've actually... they've got the details of last year, so you can go and check that out. But yeah, next year's, I'm sure, will be released very, very shortly. ScareKingdom.com for all your information, especially the next event, which is Walpurgis Night, where they have, obviously, and Man of Mortis with the theme of Underland, Body Snatchers, the Highgate Vampire, and then Psychomantium, Dirty Weekend. Oh, yeah. So looking forward to that. Walpurgis Night, halfway to Halloween. I'm going to pass it back over to myself when I'm in the actual studio now to wrap this up. Hannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me and inviting me along.
Always. And we'll see you on the next episode, guys. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Scare
Track. And there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Scare Kingdom for letting us come and check out your attractions once again. You guys are always great to us, and we sincerely, humbly do appreciate it. We had a fantastic time at three very different attractions again. Really good, and it was definitely worth braving the weather as well this weekend. It was a little bit grim with Storm Dennis about, but yeah, an absolutely fantastic time, and we can't wait to get to Walpurgis Night coming this summer. So head over to their website now and get your tickets. We'd love to see you guys there. ScareKingdom.com. Get your tickets. And if you can't get there for Walpurgis Night, we'll see you there at Halloween. A fantastic Halloween run, like I said in the review audio with Hannah, at one of the longest runs over Halloween as well. So there's no excuse not to get to Scare Kingdom Scream Park. Other than that, guys, make sure you are joining us over on all our social media. I say it at the end of every episode, but we really, really love interacting with you guys. Twitter, Snapchat,
Facebook, and of course Instagram. Just search for Scare Track. It'd be cool to interact with you guys. Did you guys go to Valenterra? If so, let us know what you thought. It'd be great to get your thoughts. It was fantastic to go over there with Scare Directory and Heart Scares and Glitter, but I'm sure plenty of you guys went as well. You braved the weather to go and experience the awesome three attractions. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.